Welcome to the Travel Pulse Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Bowman, the executive editor of TravelPulse.com. Travel mostly comes down to two simple things, a FOMO bucket list and financing it. Am I right? This is why TravelInsured.com is travel protection that can help with those big trip decisions. You'll love how customizable the coverage is, which helps manage what you can't control from departure to arrival. Get going with an easy online quote, and depending on the plan and availability, upgrade with the cancel for any reason add-on benefit for an extra cost. The best part is, with protection that meets the moment, it's easy to say yes to new adventures at TravelInsured.com. What's up, everyone? Today is Tuesday, April 9th. Happy Travel Tuesday and happy April. I was not here last week, had spring break, so didn't have a show. So thank you for jumping back and listening into the podcast here. We've got a fun one for you today. We'll be talking big travel news as always, and you can contact us at podcast@travelpulse.com. We have a hotline for the show too. You can call in, leave a message. Love to hear from you out there. 201-381-3017 is the Travel Pulse podcast number. And now joining me on the show is Andrea Wright, Vice President of Luxury Sales at Outside Agents and Opulence. Welcome to the show, Andrea. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you so much for having me. Well, I actually have been in the travel industry what seems like a lifetime, over 25 years now. I grew up in the travel industry and I started my career in the all-inclusive space with Club Med, and from Club Med, I had the incredible opportunity to go to Playa and be part of the startup team there that launched really the first household brand all-inclusive. And it was just really, really exciting. All-inclusives, this was in 2015, were just booming. And I was part of that team, working with them, and just really loved connecting with all the travel advisors and, you know, learning about what was hot, what they were selling, and why they love the all-inclusive space so much. And even back then, I was really focused on our luxury properties, you know, with Hyatt and our Sanctuary product. And I loved kind of mirroring the two, giving them the luxury experience in the all-inclusive world. And I think in the last couple of years, I really had ignited that passion for luxury travel. And it just seemed like the next perfect opportunity in my career was to go into a space that not only offered luxury travel, luxury sales, but really working and connecting with the travel advisors. So Eric, after spending over 25 years on the supplier side, I have made the jump over to the travel agency side and joined forces with Outside Agents. And I am heading up their new luxury brand, Opulence, which is going to be an incredible platform for those travel advisors that really want to focus on selling luxury travel. And I'm just really excited. We just launched in January. There's been a lot of excitement for it. Outside Agents, as you know, is one of the largest hosts in the industry with a great reputation. Steve Muraca and Chad Burt and their entire team have already been leading the charge there with over 9,000 agents. And we're really excited to now grow and expand in the luxury space.
Yes. And we are going to talk a little bit about luxury travel later on in the show and what's trending there, what's hot, and what the advisor and consumer needs to know in that space. And we'll also talk a little bit about all-inclusives too. Got to get your opinion on some new ones there coming up later in the show. But first, as we do for every episode, let's dive into what's been trending in the world of travel in the last week. And we begin with travel industry is going to projected to have a record year ahead. According to World Travel and Tourism Council's research, the travel industry is estimated to contribute at an all-time high of $11.1 trillion to the world economy in 2024, with 142 out of the 185 countries that the WTTC analyzed all projected to have record-breaking years. Hospitality jobs are projected to increase to 348 million, an increase of 13.6 million from the pre-pandemic figures. And the CEO of the WTTC, Julia Simpson, She said that here in the United States, we grew by 656,000 jobs to a total of 18 million total jobs in the U.S., which is a record in the history of travel and tourism. And they also will be able to grow to $2.5 trillion in economy, 11% up on 2019. And they'll also be employing 19 million people in the world of the travel space here in the United States. And she said, quote, "We look to a 10-year forecast with Oxford Economics, and we're forecasting the travel sector will grow to a value of $16 trillion globally in a decade. Travel is going to represent 11.4% of the world economy, and will be giving employment to 450 million people," end quote. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of money. So, Andrea, your thoughts on the travel industry's resurgence here. Has anything really surprised you in the travel space? Just really over the last year, it's been kind of a really big boom here.
Well, I will say, I don't know so much surprise, but man, am I excited. When you talk about trillions and the dollar volume that we're talking about, you know, the travel industry is back. And I mean, we have rebounded. There's no question about that. You know, we are really looking at the growth to be just astronomical. And I think what we're seeing is that, you know, millions of travelers really have now kind of exited that pandemic hesitancy, if you will. You know, they've gotten past, you know, not traveling. And now it's almost as if we're still in that space of, look, I want to travel. I want to do it now. I don't want to wait. And we're seeing that, you know, travelers that might have waited to take these bucket list trips, when they retire, they're doing it now. So, you know, I think what's really contributing, certainly in the luxury hospitality space, is that people might have money to travel, but, you know, time's precious and you can't buy time. So, you know, I'm not surprised by the large rebound and the comeback. I'm certainly not surprised that it's in the luxury space, because fortunately for those folks that have the funds to do it, and again, you know, they just don't want to wait now for the time there. So, you know, I really think that coming from the travel industry, this space, you know, it makes sense. You know, there's probably some areas that I'm surprised that the growth is just so big given what we've experienced, but I'm pleasantly surprised. I will definitely say that.
Yeah, I think one thing that's surprising to me over the last year, that the forecast is still projected so well, and even just the numbers of 23 and what we're projecting here for 24 and beyond, obviously the 10-year forecast too, is really exciting. But, you know, you look back over the last year and a half here, so you really had some kind of wild stories on like the chaotic stuff with the airlines, and then, you know, the technology issues with some of the airlines too, and none of that's really stopped people from traveling, you know. And it goes back to what you said about the time. People realize that, like, nothing's going to hold me back. I'm going to go, you know, and that's why you got to get travel insurance. That's why you got to work with a travel advisor and make sure you know, your bookings and your travel is secured with anything that could happen unexpectedly. But, you know, it's not really slowing people down. And I love to see that.
It's not. And like I said, I love it too. And if you really, you know, do your homework and you read, you know, the trade, everything that you guys are writing about. And if you look back over the years, and it's funny, you know, my family's always been in travel. My mom was in travel years ago, and she's in her 70s now, and she'll look at the news and say, you know, history repeats itself. There's always something different that kind of throws a little wrench into the system, but you kind of pivot. And, you know, we really just are such a resilient, group, and, you know, we just kind of make it work. And I love to see that even, you know, during challenging times, we come out even stronger and travel is booming. I mean, you look at cruise, right? They were hit really hard, and that market was painful for them. But now where are you seeing a lot of the growth? You know, a lot of the small ships, the yachts. I mean, the cruise is coming back hard. They are coming out swinging, and I love it, because, you know, when you get down, you got to get back up. And I see that all over the industry. And, you know, while things are shifting and some businesses are closing, it's like, you know, when one door closes, you know, a window opens. We're seeing it here too. So, I mean, it's exciting, and the growth is tremendous. And like I said, I love to see it.
Indeed, yes. Not to be a Debbie Downer, though, but, you know, the news is the news, so we've got to talk about it. A new projection here, continuing on with the forecast of things, It gets us into hurricane season. It's not too far away. The 2024 hurricane season officially begins on June 1st and lasts through November 30th, but they're predicting that it's going to be the most active ever. So nearly two dozen storms, named storms, are being predicted, and over 11 hurricanes. And we only had seven hurricanes in 2023, so not shaping up to be too exciting on that front. But Andrea, I mean, how do you think travelers should really approach hurricane season? How did you guys handle it in your supplier days? What's your thoughts on the hurricane season?
Well, I hope none of them are named Andrea. How about that? Yeah. You know what? Here's what I have to say about that. You know, hurricane season, this isn't new again. Let's hope they're wrong with some of it. I mean, sometimes, you know, you're waiting and waiting. You think this big hurricane's going to hit and, you know, you're pleasantly surprised that it was, nature was a little kinder to us and it kind of went in a different direction. I will say you're not going to get away from it, right? And we do know that while some people do try to avoid travel during that time, it's also a great time to travel because the prices are great. And, you know, maybe that's the only time you can get away. So the biggest thing I will say to you is this: knowledge is power, right? Be aware, know what to expect, know what's going on. Always buy your travel insurance. I can't stress that enough. Buy the travel insurance. You know, when you're watching and you're aware and you know, okay, if I can't get on this flight, I've got this as a backup. What happens if I arrive a day late? The more that you can plan for it, I think the less painful the impact's going to be. And, you know, it's always better to kind of plan ahead and be prepared, because if you don't need to do anything different, you're still in a good space. On the supplier side, back in the supplier days, really, it's the same message. We made sure that all of our customers were updated. They were prepared. They had the right information. They had the travel insurance. We had plans in place should something happen. You're not going to avoid the hurricanes, but being prepared is going to make all the difference in the world.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Mother Nature is very unpredictable. You never know what she's going to do on that front. But yeah. I will say a lot, historically, a lot of the worst storms, you know, tend to be around the September timeframe. So maybe avoid, if you're really concerned about that, you know, maybe avoid traveling to the Caribbean, Mexico, and that popular hurricane path region, or Florida during that specific window.
Absolutely.
But you never know. It could pop up and go to Europe and shoulder season time. Absolutely. You never know with Mother Nature. So yes, always be prepared. Jumping over to hotel news, we've got Hilton continuing with their acquisitions. They acquired a majority controlling interest in the Sedell Group, and with plans to expand Nomad Hotels brand worldwide. And last month they announced that they're going to acquire Graduate Hotels for $210 million. Meanwhile, Marriott just debuted its first all-inclusive resort. They remodeled the Marriott Cancun Resort, turned it into an all-inclusive space now, and it's complete with 450 rooms, a lazy river, and a water slide. You know, got to have those for the kiddos, right? So Hyatt, and Hyatt also announced the debut of an adults-only Hyatt Vivid Grand Island in Cancun, Mexico, and the expansion of the Dreams Curacao Resort Spa and Casino with the upcoming debut of a new adults-only section, adding to the resort's existing family-friendly space. So, Andrea, your thoughts on the hotel industry here, and specifically, you know, you've got the background on all-inclusive industry. What's your thoughts on the latest here, especially with these big-name brands kind of really jumping into the space?
Well, you know, I think, like I said, it's a really exciting time, certainly for the all-inclusive space. You know, it's not surprising to me. You know, Hyatt, you know, when they launched with Playa, and then you saw Hilton get involved, you know, in the game, and Marriott, you know, the industry, the hotel industry really saw it's a very, it's a lucrative space to be in. And it's a great space to be in, certainly, you know, in the last couple of years when people wanted to go to a hotel and they didn't want to have to leave and they wanted a lot of restaurant choices and a lot of things to do. Folks that were already in the all-inclusive industry, they were super excited because we were getting all of that business. And, you know, the growth and the potential for other hotels that wanted to grow and expand, they saw, you know, a lot of opportunity. It's funny that you talk about the Marriott Casa Magna. You know, when I read that, I thought, oh my goodness, I started going to that hotel after it first opened. I've been going there for over 20 years, and it was a family a spot that my family and I went to every year to celebrate the holidays. We actually went there over Thanksgiving break. And, you know, back in the day, it was just a beautiful Marriott. But now they're going to have over 9 restaurants and they're going to offer so much more. And they're going to really kind of capture those, you know, family trips where they are looking to have, more options, on property. And I love seeing it actually grow within all the other hotels. Marriott's even going to open a W, in the Dominican later on this year, which is fantastic.
Yeah,
that growth really is great for all of us. It's great to see it more in the luxury space too, as well. And it really does just show you that there's a lot of demand for it. And, I say keep it coming because it keeps families getting out to the destination, and it also helps tourism there. And it helps, you look at Cancun, some of those hotels, they kind of needed a new refresh and
change. I was just going to say, yeah.
And it keeps people coming there versus, I've been there. I've been to all the properties. I need to go somewhere else. Well, actually no, you haven't.
Yeah. Because
there's new hotels popping up and they're all inclusive now and there's new restaurants. You got to come back and try it.
Yeah, a little fresh update. So certainly needed in some spots. So good for Marriott here. And it's going to be interesting to see how they continue to develop in the all-inclusive space. And you mentioned the W too. I am very excited about that one coming up later. So
super excited. And, we didn't even touch on and all of the viewers here can kind of look at that on their own. But a lot of these hotels are also starting to partner and, acquire incredible luxury hotels in Europe as part of, their programs. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot more, certainly as an advisor, that you can sell and as a consumer that you can buy when you really like a brand and you like working with them, they're going to give you a lot more opportunity. And that's exciting in itself.
Yeah. ALG Vacations is doing a big push in Europe and they've got some number of dreams properties over there too. So a lot to check out too, just beyond the typical Caribbean sector. If you really love the all-inclusive space, it is global.
Absolutely.
It is global. Even here in the US, there's still some various types of, all-inclusives in the, smaller sectors and stuff too. So it's global and it's not slowing down anytime soon, as is all of the travel industry. So that wraps up pretty much what was been trending, a little bit of what was trending in travel, should I say. Any additional thoughts, you can drop me an email, podcast@travelpulse.com. Make sure to subscribe to our daily newsletter so you can stay up to date on all the travel news. Now we're going to jump over to our theme of the week on luxury travel. One thing I pack before heading off? A plan to protect my big travel decisions. That's why travelinsured.com is travel protection that makes sense. It helps manage what you can't control from departure to arrival. The cost of a canceled cruise, a delayed flight, even getting sick or hurt. They're here so you can meet the moment there. The best part? You can hack your next getaway in seconds with a quick online quote and get next day coverage. It's easy to say yes to new adventures at travelinsured.com. So, Andrea, the term luxury travel, it seems to kind of taken on some different levels over the years, so to speak. So what does luxury travel mean to you?
Luxury travel is so subjective, right? And so for me, I always feel like anything that just makes me feel special, that I feel pampered, cared for, it's just a feeling that makes me feel like everything that I'm doing on this, in this world, working so hard, that I feel like, I can sit back and feel just cared for. And that could be whether it's, walking into a hotel and I love all the good smells and, the bellman takes me into my room and I walk in and I see this majestic space that looks as good, if not better, hopefully, than what I have at home. And it just gives me that time to just relax, and I see my fuzzy robe there and I know I'm going to be in that, and I might be sipping a glass of champagne and ordering room service. So I really think, to me, it's just that feeling of being cared for and pampered. And, in the luxury space, everyone will see it in different ways. It could be the destination, getting to go to Europe, getting to go to Egypt, stepping foot, in South Africa. Right there, you might already feel like this is a luxury experience. So, and that's a beautiful thing because it can be offered in all different ways to really what the consumer is looking for. And that's why I say in the luxury space, it is really a curated experience that is unique for that individual traveler. We need to know what they deem as luxury so that we can give it to them.
Yeah, I think that's very well said. What the luxury is subjective. You know, it's really about the consumer and where they're putting their dollars at, and honestly, how much dollars they have. Because obviously, some people have way more money than others, and luxury to them is not going to be the same as luxury to, you know, the middle class American who is, you know, working their 9 to 5, and you know, maybe they just want to go to Cancun for 1 week in the summer, and they've only got 10 vacation days or something. Their level of luxury is certainly going to be different than others, and I think the travel industry is doing a good job of sort of, you know, outlining different levels to that luxury, you know, like luxury traveler. You can call yourself a luxury traveler, but, you know, there's some sort of, you know, internal debate too. I come across this with travel advisors out there, and even some on the supplier side too, about, well, that's not really luxury travel. And it's like, well, you know, maybe to that individual traveler, it was luxury to them. Like, why are we shouldn't discredit that, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? As the head of a new luxury brand, we definitely feel that. And, you know, we are taking that into consideration, just in how we set up partnerships with suppliers, how we set up our partnerships with our advisors. You never want to make anybody feel that what they deem as luxury is less luxury than someone else. And like you said, it really, it comes down to the individual. But I will say that you do not have to be, you know, a high net worth traveler and uber wealthy to take a luxury trip or experience luxury. You know, you may not take several, it may be one. It may be a certain destination that you always dreamed of and you want to take that one luxury trip. And again, it may not be, you know, private jet and you're spending $150,000 on that trip. But the good news is that our advisors can really create something special and work within your budget to really create something that is a luxury experience.
So, Andrea, what do you see as trending overall in the luxury travel space right now?
You know, honestly, I think Europe is definitely one of the top sellers there. You know, people are really, really still kind of flocking to, you know, Greece, Santorini. Italy, of course, is always big. Lake Como, Amalfi Coast, you know, destinations there. Castles are very intriguing, you know, Ashford castles, different castles that you really feel that luxury experience there. Africa is still trending very high. Tahiti, you know, in the Maldives, again, because those are known as bucket list trips, right? Mm-hmm. So people are really wanting to, you know, book those trips now and get over there and experience it. And then, of course, we're seeing a huge surge and increase in travel with yachts and small ships. You know, people want to get on that. They want to travel and get in and around all the different islands. They want to do it on these high-end luxury yachts. So I say that, you know, those right now are really probably the largest sellers to the luxury travelers.
Yeah, the yacht game is certainly interesting. I feel like just the last, really the post-pandemic push here has boosted the yachts sector, should I say, pretty high, it seems. And it's fascinating to watch. You know, you hear, you know, in 2019, I didn't really hear much about, you know, yacht travel. I mean, it obviously was a thing, but it's just become, you know, a better way of privacy. And, you know, this into that luxury travel space, as we know, it is growing. And it's, yeah, you and I were on a yacht last week for the Opulence's celebration party and everything. And just to
and
see
it
the
was
difference.
Purposeful. Yeah. It was purposeful to be on a yacht because, I mean, Eric, being on a yacht's very bougie and it's luxury and it's kind of all the rage. You know, you've got the millennials, you know, watching Below Deck. They're going on these yachts. You know, you see people, you know, all over Instagram. And again, luxury is a lot of, you know, hey, miss you, wish you were here. What's the Instagrammable moment? Right. People want to feel that, they want to capture it. It's a feeling, it's euphoric, right? And yachts definitely give you that. So we can, and the great thing about the yachts too is, again, you don't have to be a millionaire to get on a yacht. There's many different ways. And that's where your travel advisor can help you. And, you know, that's why we did, you know, part of our kickoff on a yacht, because we can get you. If you want to get on a yacht and have that feeling to be on there, and it felt good, right?
Yeah, there's also different levels to yachts as well. So
absolutely.
I think that, you know, shouldn't scare people away that just the term yacht, because there is it's a powerful term. Like, you tell people I was on a yacht, their eyes are going to widen, their ears are going to perk up and say, do tell me more. Yeah. Do tell me more. Like, they want to know. Like, it's a really cool experience. And that's part of the luxury aspect of that. And, you know, there's power behind it. So, you know, don't hesitate to add that to your travel list, because it should be experienced by all, as should of the luxury space. So let's talk a little bit more about some of these luxury experiences. What are some of the most over the top ones you've heard about or been a part of?
You know, again, kind of going back to Europe, I mean, Lake Como, it's just incredible. The destination in itself, they have so many beautiful villas, and, you know, being in Bellagio, that's just an incredibly luxury destination. Being on a boat, just, you know, sailing the lake there. Santorini, you know, is phenomenal. I mean, being right there in the caldera, looking at those beautiful, you know, just, you know, blue, you know, waters, and different destinations, like even Egypt, you know, standing there and looking at these different temples. I mean, honestly, besides the luxurious side to it, it's really just, it's moving, right? And being moved and touched and being in a space that was, you know, created, you know, just so long ago, and feeling like you're back in time, that's luxury. So many different destinations, like I said, you know, going to Tahiti, being in an area, you know, I was just, actually, I'm going to be going to Tahiti soon. And when I was looking at some of the different stops that we're going to make, when you look at the Brando, which is a private island that you can only get to, you know, by plane, and be part of this island that only has, I think, like 30, don't quote me on this, villas on it, that was, you know, once owned by Marlon Brando. These are just incredible, special luxury destinations. And there's so many, you know, that are just bucket list trips for people to see and experience. So there's a lot, you know, and high-end hotels, there's, you know, the Orient Express, the Scotsman that Belmond has. There's just so many. And honestly, time is the issue, because to kind of see it all and do it all, it's like, you got to start now. So that's why I say, don't wait. Don't wait to travel. Don't wait till you're older. Don't wait till your knees hurt and, you know, you might not be able to do it. Start doing it now. Plan for it.
My knees hurt now. I'm in my 30s. So yeah, I need to get
going. You got to get going.
You got to get out, right? I got to get out there. Private, you mentioned the villas. That's a sector that's really, you know, we talked about yachts growing post-pandemic. Villas have really skyrocketed post-pandemic. And, you know, that privacy aspect of it is a key factor. And, you know, it goes back to the FOMO and being able to share and make things Instagrammable or good for TikTok or whatever. You're going to make people super jealous when you're in, you know, your own private villa aspect.
Oh my gosh. And there's so much, you know, we actually are partnered with Villas, Villas of Distinction. And I was just actually with Steve Lastman during our opening, and we were talking about how well the villas are doing. And, you know, you can get a few couples in there, you can get a family, you can have your own private chef come in and cook for you. You can have these lavish experiences. And if you look at how gorgeous they are, and they're all over the world, to kind of travel and stay in your own villa is an experience in itself, right? Forgetting even the destination yet, just that villa. So there's so many different options there, and they are going to be a big part of the opulence platform for sure, because there's a huge demand for them.
Absolutely. And I cannot wait to get out and experience some villas. And just touring villas is so fun, you know?
Yes.
And one thing we didn't really mention so much yet of the luxury spot, and really it's, to me, I think it's probably the most luxury, or it's really the most elevated one, is the private jet. I think that has got to be one of the top. If you say, what's something a luxury travel, you know, and they talk about anything, and they don't mention private jet, I think it's got to be said that is up there in the echelon. And again, it goes back to what we said earlier, that, you know, luxury is very subjective to the individual and who can attain it and that sort of thing, and, you know, what they have for their budget. But again, private jets, just saying that phrase right there, and even if you told anyone,
again, you feel very luxurious. And, you know, They're really making a lot of different changes in that space too. First of all, there's many different choices that you can make in the mm-hmm. private jet industry and space. And they're also even making it a little more affordable, as you probably know, that you can actually even buy seats on it now. So while you might not be able to take over an entire jet, you can still get that experience, because some of the companies now will actually sell seats on the private jet. So while you may be flying with other passengers, instead of going on a big, full commercial jet, you'll have the experience of getting on, walking aboard on this private jet by purchasing your own seat, your travel companion, or maybe it's a few couples. So there's many different ways to get on that private jet. So don't feel like you can't get there either, because you can. And I do agree, you got to do it at least once. Try it, you know?
Fascinating there on and getting the seats, you know, working their way into, that's a way to dip your toes into the water, so to speak.
Kind of like once you try first class, it's hard to ever go back, right?
Yeah.
Only try it once, they might have hooked you for life.
Right. And next thing you know, you're going to be looking at trying to buy a plane if you got that sort of money out there. Although I don't think I would ever buy a plane. I was talking with Dave about this when we were out there last week. I don't think I'd buy a plane. If I did, it would be like for the sole purpose of just money maker. You know, I would rent it out. So much upkeep of owning it, but if you got the money and you got a private jet, then you know, I guess more power to you. I'm super jealous, but wrap up here on the podcast, what's your advice to travelers out there in the luxury travel space and just selling luxury travel or expanding their luxury business or really breaking into it if they haven't yet? Any words of wisdom?
Well, you know what? Of course, I'm going to say, I think almost everyone should get into it, mostly for the fact that it's incredibly fun and it's exciting. My biggest piece of advice is don't let it scare you away. I've heard a lot of different advisors say to me, I don't know, I don't have luxury clients. Everyone has luxury clients. We're luxury clients. Again, like I said, you don't have to have a bunch of millionaire friends to think you have luxury clients. Everyone wants to take that one luxury trip. And it's really how you create it. It's really important to align yourself with the right platform. So select, a luxury host or a luxury platform that really aligns you with the right suppliers, that gives you those experiences, that gives you the educational, tools and trainings that will help you grow in that space and that will make it less daunting. It's an exciting time. It's growing. I mean, you talked about the trillions. They're going to double in size by 2032, and they're going to be over $3 trillion just in the luxury space alone. There's a lot of money to be made there. Mm-hmm. You can sell and work on a far more less trips and make way more money than selling a lot of the mid-market trips. So why not get into luxury? You make more money, you travel to far more exciting places. And you know what? I happen to know an incredible luxury brand that is waiting for you. So Opulence is waiting for you, and come and check it out. But don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You can do it. And there's a lot of opportunity out there. And I know the luxury suppliers are waiting for you as well.
Yeah, don't be afraid. I think that's a great piece of advice to pass on. Do it scared out there. Try to meet the people where they are. If you don't really know anyone, and then the luxury side, if you sell mostly mid-market, try to meet them where they are. And then, a host is a way to go, is something to consider if you don't have one already. But again, get out in your community and try to meet them where they are, is what I always say.
Get out there. That's right.
Indeed.
Get out there. Instagram, post those pictures. When people see where you're traveling to and where you're at, mm-hmm. all of a sudden you have a lot of luxury clients because they want to go there. And they'll reach out to you. I'm telling you right now. I get that all the time. And I think, geez, should I be a travel agent? Because from my pictures, they want to go there. So,
yeah, we have a lot to discuss later on after the show, too, about your switch and what you think, now being on the agency side versus supplier side. So a lot of insight into the industry there. So thank you so much for joining us on the Travel Pulse podcast, Andrea. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Eric. And again, I will be heading out with Tahiti Legends in a week. So keep an eye out for those photos from the luxury destination of Tahiti. And thank you again, Eric. Look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Thank you. She's Andrea Wright. You can follow her on Instagram at Andrea Wright 31. So check her out, check out Opulence as well. And that's all the time we have for this week's podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next week talking about the wellness travel space. So if that's your thing, be sure to tune in, and we'll always talk news as well because the news never sleeps. So thanks so much for tuning in. Have a great one.